would like to strongly recommend that everyone listening to this broadcast immediately go out and buy a short book, The Collapse of Western Civilization, written by Naomi Oreskes and Eric Conway. They had previously collaborated on a highly regarded book, Merchants of Doubt, in which they investigated the ability of large corporations, initially tobacco companies, to sow doubt about strong scientific findings that would, if followed, cut into their bottom lines. In the case of tobacco, the companies were able to stave off the day of reckoning for decades. Their success literally killed people. Today we see the same process at work in sowing doubts about the virtually unanimous view of the climate scientists that the Earth is warming and human activity is causing it. The book I am recommending is a fictional account of what will happen to the Earth as a result of our failure over the previous four decades to take action to stem carbon emissions. Our grandchildren will live to experience the results of the successful work of the climate deniers. The book describes a probable dystopian scenario as the temperature of the Earth increases more than 4 degrees Celsius by 2050. The science underlying the book's dire predictions is impeccable. This is, in fact, a probable future. After reading that book, it is more daunting, but perhaps more hopeful, to read the recent papal encyclical on the environment. The Pope urges all of humanity to unite to save the planet and calls out those who have assumed that there is a technocratic solution that will solve the problem before things get too bad. Instead, the pontiff argues that humanity needs a complete revolution in our relationship to the natural world and to each other. Please note, the Pope is merely insisting that we all take the scientists' warning seriously and refuse to be lulled by the climate deniers and their politically cowardly enablers. If people actually take his message seriously, there remains some hope that the nations of the world will take appropriate action to ward off at least some of the most catastrophic probabilities described in the Oreskes-Conway book. In both books, the key problem is the political power of those who benefit from the current situation. Even though the grandchildren of the elite will face the same disasters that everyone else will in the coming century, the current elites hold on to their privileges and continue to finance the deniers and support the politicians who lead our world to destruction. So here's my request to all who are listening. Take a short period of time and read the Oreskes-Conway book. If it focuses your mind on the need for humanity to take bold, decisive action, then the next step needs to be to demand of all presidential candidates that they address the dangers of global warming with specific policy proposals. Do not permit the climate deniers to claim the public square and intimidate political candidates. At the very least, demand that all candidates address the very straightforward policy of putting a price on carbon. Yes, this is a tax, and yes, it will force a change, not just in the way we do business, but in the way some of us live our lives. But try and remember what our grandchildren will think of us 70 or 80 years from now as they try to survive in a world that has a high probability of experiencing the kind of disasters described in the Oreskes-Conway book, The Collapse of Western Civilization. For those of us who are religious and believe in a just and all-powerful God, imagine the punishments that await for those of us who knew the dangers but failed to act.